Oh, okay. In my opinion, he would not be.
Let's see. So you meet a little boy on the street or something like that, and he's very afraid of you. You won't let him know that you aren't going to hurt him or anything. What would you say to him?
Say hello, you know, I want to be your friend.
And, what do you, sometimes when a woman makes her own clothes and a wife has a lot of clothes, say she wants to make something that matches a dress or a blouse she already has, what's the little things she'll take along with her to match up?
A swatch of material.
And, she sees a dress that she likes very much, and say it's very becoming on her, she says that's a very, what kind of dress, do you?
Attractive or very, pretty or...
And she gets that new dress and she wears it. What might she wear over it in the kitchen to keep it clean?
An apron.
And this thing I use as a boy.
Pen.
Now, if I were, say I lost a button on my shirt, what might I use?
A safety pen.
And you bought some soup or something like that in the grocery store, it would come in what?
Can.
What would that be made of?
Tin.
And, is that a dime? How much is that for?
10 cents.
And, would you name for me the, man's three-part, three-part suit? Would you name the parts that for me?
Pants, vest, coat, or jacket?
So coat and jacket are the same things? You know?
Well, no. A coat, I would say, would go with a suit, and a jacket would be like a sports coat. Something that you could wear with any kind of pants.
You mentioned...
Or a jacket. Well, a jacket would be maybe a zip-up parker.
You mentioned a vest. You ever heard anybody call that anything else?
Vest. Oh, a waistcoat.
You do that much anymore?
No. When I was in college, we called them waistcoats.
That hasn't been very long ago,
hasn't it? Yeah, it's been a little
while. And, say you were talking about the coat, you might look at the buttons and say, that coat has fancy buttons. Where?
On the front or on the, not lapel.
And now you mentioned pants. Any other names you ever hear for pants?
Trousers.
They mean the same thing to you?
Yes, I think we use pants though more than trousers.
Do you ever hear breeches around here?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that common?
Yes, when I'm joking sometimes, when I make a boo-boo, I say, well, you really ripped your knickers or you really ripped your breeches.
And if you were a man who farmed, what might you wear?
Overalls.
And, let's see. Say if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you, he would say, here I've
brought you your coat.
And, suppose you come from work and your wife, you see a package line and your husband says, delivery boy from Jones store.
Deliver this package for you.
Well, you bring there, you said he
brought it.
And, if it was the wrong package, the store might call and say, please.
Return it.
Well, you brought there some money.
Then bring it back.
And, so you put on a coat or your coat you had last year. You might say, this coat fit this year, but won't fit this year, but last year it